Waffle Stomping episode. How you doing today, bud?
Not bad. I see we're still doing the old intro. Are we going with that?
No, I'm not gonna pay somebody to make a fucking intro. So I think I don't have the artistic ability to make a good one. So I don't want to pay somebody to do it unless somebody did it for free. Like any Waffle Stomping fans that like can play a guitar, if you can make a better fucking intro, you fucking message us. What's the fucking email for our fucking, our email again? It's like wafflestompingpodcast@gmail.com.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Yeah, yeah. So wafflestompingpodcast@gmail.com. I will pay you 20 Canadian dollars $20. So that if you think about it, in American, that's four American dollars to fucking make a fucking intro for us.
Yeah, we do need it. It would be nice to have like some sort of weird guitar intro.
Even when we were like hanging out or we were talking to those, the Half Cut Podcast boys, like that one dude was gonna do it for us. He's like, man, like I'll make it in like 20 minutes. I was like, dude, do it. And then those boys fell off the fucking face of the fucking earth.
Yeah. What happened to those?
I miss those boys, though. I miss them. I miss their. I really like their podcast. I do miss them. Fucking do miss them.
You can check that out on YouTube, by the way.
Yeah. Go to Half Cut Podcast and see Waffle Stomping. I do some Waffle Stomping podcast in YouTube, and I think like, there's only two things that pop up. It's like the Half Cut Podcast, and then that other podcast I was on, that piece of shit podcast with my old buddy I was on. And I'm not even going to say the name because I don't want to promote it. But, like, that was a train wreck. That was a fucking train wreck. That's when my mouth was all infected. And I was taking, like, Sudafen and, like, whiskey and, like, weed and edibles. I was so fucked up. I just, like, talked about aliens and shit like that. I was fucked out of my mind. It was so good though, bud. But fuck, I guess let's fucking get her started off, I suppose.
Start her up.
All right. Well, I fucking talked about this guy before, and actually, it's fucking awesome because I'm getting this guy as a guest because we're going on like a run of getting some good guests on. We had like the fucking haunted house, demon house, like the other episode. And like, we got the 49 drug guy coming up. We're getting him. And then I got my other buddy who actually he's my buddy, but it's important because he's the one that got me on steroids. He's the one that convinced me to shove a needle in my ass and shoot horse testosterone in my ass. He was the one that set me off the path to hell on earth. And I've been trying to get him on this for a while and shit, but he's just kind of fucked. He's a little fucked in the head. I think the steroids got to his brain, and like I fucking knew they got to his brain like a while ago, but like I didn't know how bad it was. And it's like all of a sudden, like it's like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was like fucking. He always posts crazy shit on Facebook. I'm like, dude, this guy's nuts. And he like this girl posted, and she's like, he posted a picture of a pizza, and it was like, thanks for feeding me. And then the girl was tagged in it. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, some girl sending him money for pizza? So I looked at her profile, and she's in Texas. I'm like, what the fuck? So I messaged him, like, yo, how do you know that so-and-so chick? He's like, oh, I don't know. We're just friends. I'm like, no. I'm like, how do you know her? And he's like, oh, like, we just started talking one day. I don't even know how I met her. So I start creeping her Facebook. And, dude, I saw a picture of her. Dude, this girl looks like Miss Piggy. She is she is the most fucking pig-faced cunt I've ever seen in my life. Like, I love fat girls to death. And this girl is a fat girl that I would not touch. It's like, holy fuck, you are a fucking bucket of smashed assholes. And so I said to him, I was like, dude, she's ugly. What the fuck? He's like, man, I don't know. And I start figuring out what it is. Like, dude, I don't know how he met her. But, like, she literally sends him, like, $20, $30, $40 at a time to get food or to get booze or whatever. He's, like, got this girl strung out. I was like, dude, you're not going to admit it. But I'm like, you're coming on my podcast and I'm going to talk to you about it. And he's like, fuck you. I'll do whatever. I'm not fucking scared. Fuck it. I'm like, those are the steroids talking. I'm like, I can't wait. it's gonna be a good time. It's like, dude, like this guy took me from like this guy took like a 230-pound fucking fat ball of shit and turned it into 165 pounds of muscle just with needles in the ass. I'm like, I talked about it before, but like when I was on steroids, I was nuts. I was just nuts. And this guy is four times as nuts as I am. And that's why I came.
No way.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait to get him on. I told him, like, get your stories straight. We're doing only steroid stories. It's going to be awesome. Like, he's just going to tell crazy shit. But
yeah, the steroid episode. That'd be
good. Yeah, I can't wait for that fucking motherfucker because he's going to have a bit in the chamber. But it's going to be fucking great, bud. What are you saying?
Man. Oh, fuck. Hey, you're talking about, like, fat chicks. Well, fuck, man. I got fat shamed by my own mother 2 weeks ago. She took a picture of me with my shirt off when I was at the cottage. And I didn't even know she was taking a picture of me.
Creepy.
Yeah, I know, right? Because she's always bothering me about my posture. She's like, stand up straight or you're always hunched over. You're going to get a hunchback. Nobody's going to want to be with you if you have a hunchback and all this, right? So anyway, I was hunched over with my shirt off. So she saw a perfect opportunity to fucking like make me feel like fucking low piece of shit. So she took my picture.
She took a picture of you hunched over?
Yeah, with my big fucking beer belly just stuck out with my fucking like shoulders hunched over on my phone texting somebody. And
That's not fair because
it was the side view too. And I was
that's not fair because your mom is sexy as fuck and that's not fair for her to do that to you.
Yourself.
I'm sorry, but she's like 50 fucking 5 years old and she's hot as fuck. But like that's a dirty move by a mom.
She's 65, so you want a fucking elderly. Okay.
Your mom is 60 fucking five.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd leave my family right now for your mother. Honest to God, I would leave my life behind for your sexy mother. Fuck.
How did we get on my mother's pussy when I'm trying to fucking talk about?
I'm sorry. When we talk about your mom, I get fired up. But go on. So, what did you say when she took the picture and she showed you?
So anyway, I'm driving like back home, like to her place to get my dog. And as soon as I get there, she takes out her phone and she just shows me the picture. She doesn't even say anything. She just shows it to me.
She doesn't say anything. She shows you.
Yeah, yeah. Because she knows like that she's told me about posture many times. And I'm just, what the fuck is that? That's my instant reaction. I'm like, you took a picture of me when I wasn't even looking? I'm like, who are you? I'm like, that's not what mothers do. Oh, dude, I was fucking pissed. It's just like, don't fucking fat shame me. Because, like, she started talking about my posture then. And then she went into my belly. And she's like, you've been drinking a lot more beer, haven't you? And I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
Dude, you should have fucking been like, yeah, I'm sorry I can't have a six-pack like your fucking 40 boyfriends you have. Fuck you. Because we both know your mom loves the dick. Every time in high school, I would go over, like, I swear to God, every second weekend I would go to your house, your mom would have a different dude. And they were nice dudes, and they were good looking. And I was like, oh, man, his mom has a good looking, in shape, fucking nice dude. And I remember the one I met, he, like, owned a fucking, like, landscaping business. I'm like, he was really nice and good looking. And then, the next week, I'm like, yo, man, I like that guy. He's like, yeah, man, she got rid of him. I'm like, yeah. Holy fuck, bud. She just likes to play the fucking field.
Oh, dude, she had control over guys, like, in the palm of her hand. Because she would bring guys up from, like, Toronto, like, 3 hours away just to drive up to meet her, like, She was on all the online dating sites, like,
oh my God.
Just to give our viewers or listeners a perspective here, she had like five boyfriends named Jim. So out of like that's just in the last like 15 years. So and oh man, she must have had 40 boyfriends. Yeah, you're right.
Oh dude, I can't say shit because I would have driven 3 hours to fucking canoodle with her for fuck.
You would have been 41, motherfucker.
Dude, oh my God, I know. Oh fuck, I might just add a fucking dating website just to see what she's on. I might add Tinder and put it to her town just to see if I can match with her and be like, how you doing, old Darlene? I love you.
Oh, can you imagine? I just like, I show up for like Christmas like dinner one day and then you're just there with my mother with your arm around her.
Oh, and like, Chris, we need to talk about something. You get the fuck out of my mother's house. No, Chris, we need to talk about this. I am in a relationship. And then she dumps me 3 days later.
Yeah. Now that I'm your dad, we should have some serious discussions.
We need to talk. Oh, fuck, man. I love your mom. She's fucking great. Fuck, she's a nice broad, but fuck, anything else for that?
No, that's it for that. Yo, tell me what happened down in London, because I saw someone with some SWAT or something.
Yeah, no, dude, I messaged you that day it happened. So we were out of town the other day. We didn't come. We were gone for the whole weekend. We came back on the fucking Tuesday at like 3 o'clock, and like, dude, our street was like cordoned off with like police tape. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, yo, go to the end of this. We went around and went to the other end of the street. And the other end of the street was fucking cordoned off. I'm like, what the fuck? So, like, I'm freaking out. And all of a sudden, like, I told you with the sweet doorbell cam I got, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's, like, two cops come to the doorbell. And they ring the doorbell. And I'm, like, trying to answer it. But, like, they walked up, hit it, did something, and walked away. I'm like, hey, what the fuck? And, dude, I thought I was in trouble. I'm like, what the fuck? Did something happen? What the fuck? And then all of a sudden, like, finally, we come up to the one side of the street, and the cop's like, yo, where do you live? And we're like, yo, this fucking address. And the cop's like, oh, yeah, go down. Okay, so we go down to our house, and dude, there's, like, a SWAT, like, the special fucking weapons and tactics team, the SWAT team, are at this house 10 houses down from me across the street. I was like, what the fuck? So I start Googling it right away. I'm like, Google it, dude. It's like, dude, like, a guy 10 houses down, some drugged up motherfucker, he was like out of his fucking mind, like went, tried to rob a guy for his Mustang, and the guy's like, fuck you, I'm not giving you my Mustang. The guy shot him in the chest, shot him. Fucking dude's wife comes out, she's like, what the fuck? And fucking he runs, he starts running through backyards in my neighborhood, like across the street, and all my neighbors are calling the cops, like, there's a dude in our backyard with a gun. And so, like, all, like, the fucking cops come, like, dude, like, legit, apparently it was, like, 30, 40 cop cars. Like, the entire fucking, like, goddamn fucking squad came. And, like, the dude ran into a garage, and he hid in the garage. And, like, they couldn't find him. And then, like, this woman went out to her garage to go in, and she fucking found the guy. And he's just like, don't fucking tell the cops I'm here, I'll fucking kill you. And she, like, runs out, calls the cops right away. She's like, he's in my fucking garage. Cops fucking fly down the street, go in the fucking thing. And he's got a gun. He already shot a guy in the chest. And they're like, come out, dude. There's, like, a fucking 6-hour standoff or 5-hour standoff, whatever. It's the whole afternoon. Fucking guy's in the garage. He just shot a dude in the chest, trying to carjack a motherfucker. So he's like, yo. And he did exactly what I would have done. He's just like, yo, I shot a dude in the chest. I probably killed him. Like, I shot him in the chest. He's dead. I'm going to jail for forever. I'm going to walk out here and I'm going to get fucking blown away by the cops. And that's exactly what the motherfucker did. And you can Google this. Please don't fucking take my fucking word on this. London, everybody knows where I live. I've said it. London, Ontario. Suspect shot in the face. London, Ontario, suspect shot in the face, and it will come up on Google. Dude, the guy walked out with a gun, and they're like, and this is what, like, I heard from my neighbors, because I talked to my neighbors. I guess the guy came out, he had the gun by his side, and they're like, drop the motherfucking gun. And they had the SWAT vehicle, like, it's like an armored vehicle on the lawn, and he just walked out with the gun. And they're like, put the fucking gun down, put it down. And he just raised the gun, like, up to his waist. Dude, they shot him in the fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
They shot him directly in the face. And they shot him with a fuck. I don't know what they shot him with. It didn't say. Dude, it blew his fucking face off. Blew his face clean off. And I'm like, no way. Whatever, dude. I found it on the internet. I Googled it. They did. And after they shot him in the face, like, they disarmed, dude, they obviously disarmed him and everything. Dude, for the next 5 days after that, they were cleaning up brain matter. They were literally, they had, like, fucking, like, the special investigations unit. They had, like, all these other people cleaning this mother's fucking brain. And the fucked up part is, like, when he walked out of the garage and they shot him, apparently, like, my neighbor told me that the cops were on his roof collecting brain matter. Because when they when they shot him in the fucking face, bro, his fucking face just erupted. And then his brains went on the top of the roof of the garage, bro. I'm like, what the fuck did they shoot him with? A fucking elephant gun, for fuck's sake? Did his head explode? They're like, they shot him with a fucking AR-15. And I was like, dude, I know the AR-15 is what all those college or all those high school shooter motherfuckers use, right? It like it catches you in the face and your face just annihilates, bro. It was fucked. I was like, dude, I couldn't believe it. And then like we came in and like, dude, to this day, like this is like 7 days ago, motherfuckers are still talking about it. It is amazing. I was like, well, that's going to be the talk of the fucking block for a while.
Yeah, they're going to be talking about that for a while, man.
Oh, fuck yeah. But I guess the guy, like, had, like, severe mental health, obviously. But I guess he had, like severe learning disabilities and shit, too, eh? And I was like, hey, what does that mean? They're like, well, we don't know, but he was, like, severely delayed. I was like, yo, did he have Down syndrome? Did a Down syndrome guy do this? Because really, then he's like, I'm fucking done. And he just fucking grabbed the gun and started fucking like, I'm going to fucking rob motherfuckers. But apparently they put it in the news. He had severe learning disability.
Oh my God. Maybe he just wanted to go down as the first like mentally challenged like shooter that leaves a mark.
Maybe he just wanted to steal a car. Because apparently he tried to rob the guy of a Mustang. And the guy's like, I'm not giving you my keys. And the guy he shot a dude in the chest. The guy lived.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I can't believe that. You got shot in the chest and he lived.
Yeah, that would go through your lung.
No, dude, that's the thing is, if it pierced his lung, I think it would fucking be different. Like, I don't think it pierced his lung, because if you pierce your lung, it's over in like 5 minutes because your lungs fill up with blood, right?
Well, where the fuck would it go? Like,
No. It can go through your chest and go through you and not hit your spine. It's fucked up. I've seen a lot of that shit. It's pretty fucked up, bro. It's nuts. But the fucking goddamn mentally delayed motherfuckers robbing motherfuckers.
Jesus, I had to deal with a mentally delayed guy at work the other day. I was just standing there at the elevator with my mop bucket waiting for the elevator to open. So it finally opens, and this mentally challenged kid comes out. He's a total ginger, like full red blown. You know, red hair.
No, like a soul-stealing cocksucker.
Oh, dude. Anyway, he comes right up to me, like, right away. No hesitation. He, like, gets out of the elevator. He looks to his left. He sees me, and he just darts right for me, right? So I got my mop hand, like handle or whatever in my hands, and I'm just like, oh, my God, is this guy going to hurt me? Like, I'm like, almost ready to, like, to use it as, like, a weapon, right? On this mentally challenged kid. That wouldn't look good at all. And then, so he comes right up to me. Yeah, he comes right up to me, like, really fast, and then he stops right in front of me, like, dead stop. And then he holds out his hands really slowly, and he looks me in the eye, and I'm just frozen. And he just starts caressing my forearms with his fingers very lightly and softly, like he's my girlfriend or something. You know, like, you know what I mean?
What the fuck?
Yeah. He just starts, like lightly rubbing my forearm hair. And I'll be honest, bro, kind of liked it.
They felt good. Whatever.
Yeah, felt that's really
all right.
Good.
Thanks. That's all right. It's not a big deal. It's all right. So like, did you find his handler or his like zookeeper or what did you do?
Yeah. Well, she came out of the elevator like right after him. But like, and then when she saw him rubbing my arms, she came right over and she's like, oh no, let's not do that. And then she grabbed his arm and started guiding him away. And then he kept looking back at me as like he's walking away. Like, I'm just like, what in the fuck?
You might have been the most attractive guy that fucking retard ever saw.
Maybe he has a thing for like custodians.
Maybe he just want you to like stick your mop up his ass or something. Who knows?
But he was just the most palest like ginger I've ever seen that was mentally challenged. And it was just like, what the fuck? That all happened in like 30 seconds to a minute. And it was just like, I just kind of stood there afterwards. And I'm just like, what the fuck just happened? But then I was like, this would be a good thing for Waffle Stomping.
Yeah, this is a good fucking Waffle Stomping story. Retard touching me. Fucking Jesus Christ. And, no. And tell the cripple story, because you told me a bit about it, but you never told. Tell me the crippled date. I love this.
All right. Well, I was at the softball fields, and I'm just watching one of the games, right? This is like 7 p.m. at night. This girl, I look behind, and there's this really fucking ugly broad, like small, ugly Elmer Fudd looking motherfucker coming, and she's got an electric wheelchair, and her knees are just like, they look like balloons, okay?
Both just
knees.
All twisted up.
Just huge, like swollen fucking balloon knees, like, and that's clearly why she's in that like electric wheelchair. Anyway, she comes right up to me, right next to me, and pretends to watch the game, okay? And then after like maybe a minute or two, she starts talking to me, and I can tell, okay, she's trying to like, you know, pick me up, because the shit she was saying, she's trying
what,
to.
What
like,
was she? What was she saying that you right away you knew she was trying to pick you up?
Oh, she started talking about the weather. That's what it was. And clearly, she hasn't been laid in forever, because she doesn't know how to talk to guys, right? And she's, not to mention, she's ugly as sin, bro. Like, fucking goof, goddamn ugly. Like, ugliest chick I've ever seen in my life. By far. Hands down. Huge fat nose. Like, I'm talking ball nose, like a baseball.
All right, anyway. We get how retarded she is.
Oh, she wasn't really retarded. She just had a handicap, but goddamn was she ugly. I tell everybody just how ugly she is. Every time, like, I have a conversation about like people in wheelchairs, like I will refer to that broad. Anyway, let's get back to the story.
Yeah, because there is sexy wheelchair fucking girls, so let's just not get that twisted.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, okay, I didn't know you were attracted to sexy wheelchair.
Fuck a wheelchair woman. Don't be discriminatory.
You'd fuck my mother. You'd fuck a wheelchair.
I'd fuck your mother extra. She's in wheelchair. But anyways, go on. Then she couldn't get away from me.
Oh, you ass.
Go on.
So yeah, because my mom does like the bad boys. You're right. She starts trying to impress me after like talking about the weather, and she was like saying, "Yeah, back in high school, I used to be a badass." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, what did you do?" And she's like, "Oh, I did all kinds of drugs and stuff like that." And she's trying to, like, act all tough in front of me, right? Probably just to be impressed.
I used to be real tough. I used to park in non-handicapped spots at Walmart. That's how fucking tough I am.
Oh, man.
fuck. Go on.
So this is getting good at this point. I'm just like, oh, just keep talking. Just keep fucking talking. And then she does. She's like, I almost killed a family one time. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, what happened? She's like, oh, I was doing donuts in some parking lot trying to impress a guy.
With a wheelchair? Like,
no, this is before she became medical. <right?
laughs> Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, go on, sorry.
So she said she's doing donuts in this parking lot to impress a guy, like, back in the end of high school, and she, like, lost control of the vehicle, and the whole back end went through a fence, and narrowly missed by 1 foot this mother holding her child, trying to load her children into her car. So... almost fucking kill the family. Like, right,
she's like a reckless fucking disabled person. She doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, fuck. Dude, it was fucking wild.
I was like, that's why they took my license away. I would kill people. I would fucking, I didn't give a fuck.
I just kept asking myself, I'm like, why are you telling me you almost killed a family? I'm just
dude,
like,
oh. I can't believe you didn't fuck her. I kinda wanna fuck her now. I'm not gonna lie. I kinda wanna find her and fuck her now.
this is her way of fucking trying to pick me up. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, like, you know what I like, and that's such a shitty way of doing it, because it's like, you know what I like is I like those adventurous fucking disabled people. I like those disabled people in wheelchairs that, like, they don't give a fuck. They throw caution to the wind.
Oh my god.
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ, bro.
Anyway, that's it for my story. Fuck.
No, fuck, bro. No, just fucking, and when you told me that before, you told me half of that before, I fucking thought, I went and saw my sister this past weekend, and my niece and my nephew, I saw them, and my niece is, she's in the Special Olympics, like, she has a severe learning disability. So, really nice girl, but she just has a horrible learning disability. And about a year ago, she started curling. Like, you know curling?
Yep.
So, they're like, oh, yeah, like, Kelsey Rose is really good at – her name's Kelsey Rose, obviously. Kelsey Rose is really good at curling. I was like, really? I'm like, that fucking retard can put fucking rocks down and hit other rocks at the end of that. I'm like, that's fucking amazing. They're like, no, like, she made the Special Olympics. Holy and I was like, shit. Right away, I was like, yo, okay, that's not fucking funny anymore. Like, legit. And they're like, yeah, she beat out 28 other teams to go to the Special Olympics. And I was like, yo, I'm like, yo, fucking right. And I was like, yo, Kelsey, fuck yeah, bro. Like, are you serious? She's like, oh, I'm a really good curler. I was like, yo, fuck yeah. Like, that's awesome. I was like, instantly, I was proud. I was like, so fucking proud of her. I was like, that, like, I never went to the fucking Special Olympics. I probably would get annihilated in the Special Olympics at every sport. I'm like, fucking good for you. And she's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, that's what I do. And I was like, so what the fuck's going on now? She's like, oh, yeah. Like, I go out to fucking Calgary, Alberta next fucking week. And I'm competing in the curling out there. And if I win there, then I get to go to the Special Olympics. Or the if she wins out there, she goes to, like, the legit Special Olympics in, like, Athens, Greece, or wherever the fuck they have the Special Olympics in some fucking auditorium, whoever the fuck it is. I was like, oh, it's fucking great. And she's like, you know what's really fucked up? And she said that's her word. She's like, you know what's really fucked up? I'm like, what? She's like, we're not allowed to drink. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I'm fucking 25 years old. And she's like, Special Olympics athletes aren't allowed to drink when they're in the Special Olympics. We get tested for alcohol.
What?
And I'm like, yo, what? And she's like, yeah, we're not tested for anything. We're not tested for marijuana or cannabis, marijuana, anything. We're tested. The only thing, and this is the fucking greatest part, Special Olympians aren't tested for any enhancing drugs, not steroids, not anything except alcohol. And I was like, yo, fuck you. So you can't even have a beer when you go to Calgary? She's like, no, I can't have anything. She's like, I can smoke pot, I can do steroids, but, like, I can't fucking drink. I'm like, what the fuck are those Special Olympic fucking committee is on? Like, yo, we'll let these fucking retards fucking take steroids or fucking do coke or fucking can't or fucking smoke marijuana. But those fucking retards are not going to have a goddamn beer when they are at the Special Olympics.
Maybe there was just too many, like, that were drunk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, and that's what I said to her. I was like, yo, were you guys getting fucking lit up out there? Were you guys, like, the last Special Olympics were motherfucker, was there Down syndrome kids showing up ripped up on whiskey being like, everyone can suck a fucking dick? Like, what the fuck was happening out there? And she's like, I don't know. And, like, my niece is very, she can speak normally, right? She's like, I don't know. But she's like, all I know is, she's like, I'm a curler. I'm going for a gold medal. And she's like, I can't have one beer. But she's like, I can take steroids and do cocaine. I was like, dude, Kelsey, do cocaine and steroids. Do it. And my sister sitting there, she's like, shut the fuck up, Ryan. Don't tell her to do that. I'm like, yo, Kelsey, fuck that shit. Do some fucking coke and steroids. Like, and then, like, my mom's sitting there. She's like, quit telling your fucking disabled fucking niece to fucking do steroids and cocaine. And I'm like, no. It's fucking awesome. This is the best story. I can't wait to tell this on a waffle stomping. I'm like, you can literally give a Down syndrome kid cocaine and steroids, get him jacked to the fucking tits, but he can't have one beer, any alcohol in their system, they're kicked out of the fucking games. I was like, you pieces of shit. Oh my God, bro.
That's so weird, man.
That's fuck, bro. But fuck, we're at like half an hour. I think we should fucking, well, we're at fucking 29 fucking 40. I say we fucking end her.
Yeah, let's end it. But I want to just ask one question before we end it.
Yeah.
For regular Olympics, they don't test them for booze, right?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Regular Olympics, they don't test for booze or cannabis. They actually eliminated cannabis. Now they only test for steroids. So it's like, motherfuckers, you let the fucking Olympians smoke a joint, have a beer after they train for months, but you won't let a fucking person that like wants a beer to hang out with their team, and you know, like, you fucking faggots, like, fuck that shit.
Jeez, what the fuck? That's so weird, man.
It's we'll nuts, have to
find
bro.
Out why the fuck they.
Yeah, I'm gonna research that one.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Everybody, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Please spread the word about us. Tell your friends. Check us out on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Waffle Stomp Podcast. Keep your assholes clean and your feet dirty.